Okay, so thank you.
So where are they going on hiatus?
Rev, we can speak about it after the program. Rev Hirsch will speak again. Priorities in mitzvot bet adam lechaveiro. Sorry for the delay.
Thank you, Nosson. Okay, let's begin. Good morning, everyone. Good to see everybody. You know, a lot of times when we engage in chesed, you know, we think that our attitude is as long as we do chesed, it's fine. Well, that's true. Chesed is a great thing. But as the halacha mandates all our decisions in life, it also mandates how we decide which mitzvahs ben am lechaver have priorities, one before the other, and if you only have enough time to do one of them, which one should you do? So let's start with the Rambam in Perek Yud Daled Halacha Zayin Hilchos Avil. We know the Rambam writes in the Hakdama to the Yad HaZakeh, the Rambam was a big tzaddik, I don't need to tell you this. He was not a Baal Gaiva. But the Rambam writes in the Akhtom of the Yad HaZakeh, after he finishes his work, all you need is a Tanakh and my Sefer. Because the Rambam codifies all the Dinim and Shas. So every so often the Rambam will write Yeroy Ali, I have a Chiddush, where he's being Mechadish something. And the Rabbi will ask, why are you being Mechadish? It's a Mishnah, it's a Bryce, it's a Gemara. So here's one of the examples. The Rambam writes Yeroy Ali, Shenechamas Aveilim Kodim Lebikr Choylim, writes the Rambam that paying a shiva call nichum avelim takes precedence over visiting the sick bikur cholim, because nichum avelim has a double fold chesed. You do chesed with the neshama, the nifter, paying deference to going to his home or wherever the family's sitting shiva, and also you're caring about the ones that are sitting shiva. It's kavod achayim. Whereas bikur cholim, hopefully it's chesed with the chayim and they'll get better, she'll get better. And therefore, writes the Rambam, it's not higher mathematics, but Nicham Avel has a twofold chesed, beats out Bikur Cholim, which only has chesed with the Chaim. So, this din of the Rambam is also said by the Kolbo, one of the Rishonim as well, and it's quoted in Yordaya, in Simon Shin Lamed Vav, by the Ramah Halacha Lamaisa. So, the Shach there, in the name of the Bach, makes the following caveat. And he wants to claim that when does Nichum Avelim beat out Bikur Cholim is when you have enough time to do both. He says Bikur Cholim should come first because the Cholim might need you. Not that it's Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, you got to go there immediately. But he wants to claim that this Psak, the Nichum Avelim, is Kodim Bikur Cholim, is only when you have enough time to do one of the two. If you only have enough time to do one of the two, then you should pay the Shiva call. But if you have time to do both, then you should visit the sick first. That's what the Shach writes in the name of the Bach. In the stomach, that's what we should hold the Dina. But I want you to keep that chiluk in mind that the Shach writes in the name of the Bach. Because the Rambam asks Dor Samech is against the Gemara. The Gemara in the next Maramokom in Mem Alephim and Beis Masech HaSukkah writes Tanya, Rebeloz Reb Tzorek Oimer, Kachaya Min Hagen Shalanchi Yushalayim. Here the Tosefta records the schedule of the Sadiqim in Yushalayim. Adam Yotzei Mibeisov Lulava B'Yodoi. And Sukkos, what would the Sadiqim do? He'd leave their house with a luv in his hand. Holit Lebeis HaKnesses Lulava B'Yodoi. Kairi Kriya Shema Mispal Lulava B'Yodoi. Kairi B'Torev Noses Kapav. When you're laning, you hold on to the Tzchayim. When you're duchening, you have to put your palms up. So therefore, Menicho Agabi Karka, they used to put the luv down. Then, Holit Levakar Cholim Lenachem Aveilim. Then on Yontif, when they would visit the sick and do Nicham Aveilim, their lulu would be in their hand. Nichlus Lebes Amedrish, Meshagar Lulav of Yad Bino, Biad Avdo, Biad Shlucho. When they would go into the Bes Medrish, they would send the lulu Biad Bino, Biad Avdo, Biad Shlucho, my Kamashman, what's the Chiddush? Lodiacha, Kamayu Zuzim and Mitzvahs. They loved the mitzvah of lulav so much, they used to hold on to it the whole day. But Frektor Sameach, you see from this Gemara, that the Sadiqim in Yishalayim first visited the sick, and then they paid a Shiva call. Frektor Samech, the Rambam's against the Gemara. Rambam said that Nichum Avelim is Koidim Lebikur Cholim. Look at the Gemara here in Sukkot. The Gemara says, Pum Fakir. So I was thinking, maybe you could make the distinction that we just said in the name of the Shach and the name of the Bach. That Gemara is talking about where they had time to do both. Maybe Taka Bikur Cholim beats out Nichum Avelim. Maybe the Rambam was talking about a case where you only had enough time to do one of the two. But obviously, Dor Samech did not like my pshat, and Dor Samech was one of the Gedolei Hador, if not the Gadol Hador, and that's the simplest reading in the Rambam. The Rambam writes Kodim, then the Nechamas Avelim is Kodim Lebikur Cholim. Mistama means Kodim in both scenarios. Not only when you only have enough time to do one of the two, but even if you have time to do both, which one comes first? And therefore, the Rosh Hashanah didn't like my answer, and therefore we're left with a kasha l'maisa. How can the Rambam cannot argue on the Gemara? No one can argue on the Gemara. The Rambam writes in Choshen Mishpin, Simon Chafei, the Ravina Ravashi Sofo Ra, that closed the chapter in history, writes the Vilna Gaon, it's a halachic statement. You cannot be chalik on the Gemara. Ravina Ravashi Sofo Ra. Wasn't just an historical statement. So the Rama cannot be chalik on a Gemara. Now it could be, if you look at number 3, we're not going to read the whole paragraph there, but the Rosh had a different girsa. The Rosh, Lamaisa writes, the Rosh writes, if you look, it's the 4th line, he says, L'nachem avein levakar chaylin. Oh, the Rosh had a different girsa. So maybe that was the Rambam's girsa. If you look in the Rosh and Sukkah there in Siman Lamed Beis, the Rosh had a different girsa. Everyone got it there? Underline that so you remember where it is. The 4th line says, L'nachem avein levakar chaylin. You see that, Moshe? That's where the Rosh says it. So maybe that was the Rambam's girsa. We have a big sefer in the Beis Medrash, the back of the Beis Medrash, called Dikduke Sofrim. It has all the different girsas and shas. Ksav Yad Munich, Minkin, the Munich edition. It has this girsa. So Lamaisa, maybe you can answer the Kasha or Sameach on the Ram. The Ram had a different girsa. You can't. Because if you look at number 4, the Ram records the schedule of Tzadikim Nushalayim and Hilchos what? Hilchos Sukkah. Halacha kachaya min hagi shalayim yoytzi yadam ibeisu shakras with the love of yadoi v'nichlus lebes amedishu biyadoi spavu vubi yadoi v'yoytzi levakar choylem v'nachem avelim vubi yadoi shay nichlus lemidrash m'shach lebes v'yavno v'yad avdoi. So what does he say? He quotes the girsa of the shas. So not only is the Rambam against the Gemara, the Rambam's against himself. Stachastira barambam. The Rambam nichlus ovo nichlus lulu. So number 1, Kasha, the Rambam's against the Gemara. And you cannot tell me the Rambam had a different girsa because the Rambam records the girsa that we have in the Arshas. So we have a what? We have a twofold Kasha. Number 1, the Rambam's against the Gemara. And number 2, there's a steer in the Rambam. Yeah, go ahead.
Why can't we just say that the Gemara that Bavli was talking about Cholamot Sukkot, where perhaps it isn't as much of an impact to the mace because there's things
like
Shabbos, there's
not,
no din on
Mason, perhaps simply by the Chalamot. We have to get to the details of that. You can ask a general kash, which we'll get to. The Mishnah writes in Moikon, Nafchav Zayim, Menachem Avavel B'moyed. We do Nichem Avel Manyantiv. So, what's that all about? I thought there was no Avelis. Alright, there's a lot we gotta see, okay? But Lamaisa, you gotta pin down precisely what's going on, because I'm offsetting what it's saying, because the Mishnah says, Menachem Avavel B'moyed. Fakir, there is Nichem Avel B'moyed.
For those who are alive, yes, but not for the Mason.
No, we'll see. We're going to see later. Pum fakir. Okay? We got a lot to see, Bezisham. Okay? Yeah, real quick, Moshe.
Let me ask a question about
the Mishnah says you do it. So what's going on? But if it's enough in the Mishnah, Chav Zayim Av Moy Kotten. So you have to see what it means. Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so we have a double Kasha. The Ram's against the Gemara. Ram's really Soser himself. So, Lamaisa. What we have to see now is a tremendous chiddush, and what we have to break down is that when the Rambam posited his svara that by nichum avelim is a double fold chesed with the mace, with the nifter, neshama of the nifter, and also the chayim, can it be that we can find cases where we can distill it down where you just have gimelus chesed with what? With the mace and not chayim. The Gemara has in Masechet Shabbos in number 5, and Daf Kufnun Beis Manaf Amr of Yuda May Shein Lo Menachemim Hochen Asar Bnei Adam V'Yoshvim Mikoymai. The Gemara writes that Rachmana Litzlan, if someone dies and has no relatives, has no halachic relatives, 10 people from the community come and sit in the place. And the Rambam also adds on Lamaisa that other people go to visit them as well. Okay, it's not in the quote here, but that's what the Rambam writes. Actually, it's in number 7 too as well. Shara Amni Kapsin Alam. If you take a look at number 7, and he says if they're not 10 kavu every day, you get 10 new ones. And the Riven in number 8 says Ein Lo Shorish. So what's that all about? We had that once with one of our Rebbeim, Harav Agon Ravenevsky Zatzal. It was a Talmud Chacham Gadol, Talmud of the Rav was blind and he had no relatives when he passed away. He lived on the other side of the Heights. He was a big tzaddik and he used to, was a great mentor to all of us. So we had minyanim for him in the morning and the evening. But what's the nature of that Nicham Avelim? That the rest of the community comes as Menachem, the 10 guys? So if you look in the Miri writes in number 6, Meshla in lo Menachem, Rotzel Lomar, Shein lo Avelim, Shiut Srichim Menachemam, Boyim Asura b'nei Adam kol Shiva, Yoishvim lehem bebayis shemesham, Uboyim Acher mekifunum som kiluhem hatzrichim lenachem, Vezou kfodun shomeis. Oh. In that scenario, what's the Nicham Avelim? The Nicham Avelim is solely covered ameis. These fellows are not his relatives. So we've drawn up a situation where you can have Nicham Avelim that is solely covered ameis and not covered chayim. On this Rambam, I just want to point out very quickly, the Ravid says Ein Lo Shorish. What do you mean Ein Lo Shorish? The Ram just quoted the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. Why does the Ravid say on the Ram that he has no root? So the three pshatim I want to offer on the Rambam, the Lechem Mishnah Taka writes, the Lechem Mishnah Taka says that what the Rambam Lamaisa was adding on that the Ravid didn't like is that the Gemara says Lamaisa as if they act like Avelim Mamish, that they don't go to work. What do you mean they Mamish act like Avelim? They have to be there the whole day? That the Rambam added on, the Ravid says that's not in the Gemara. That's what the Lechem Mishnah writes in number 9. If you look in number 10, the Migdal Oz has a different pshat. The Migdal Oz says, the pshat is that the Gemara never says that you have to what? That you have to have 10 kavua ones. You can just gather. The Rambam says you can just gather, and the Ravid says the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that at all. That was the taina that the Migdal Oz says that the Ravid had on the Rambam. That the Rambam says, Beferish Lamaisa, that you have to what? You have to make sure you gather all together. Didn't say that, Beferish. So that was the time of the Migdal Oz. That's number 10. And number 11, the Radbaz writes, Beferish, he says, is that in the situation that they have to what? They have to act like Avelim Lamaisa. That's considered to be what? That's considered to be also very, very difficult. The Ram didn't get that from the Gemara. And on that, the Ravid argued. But the Ikar Nakuda I want to bring out here is that this example is that the Rambam writes, based on this Meiri, that you can have Nicham Avelim that is solely covered ameis and not covered chayim. Another example of this. Everyone knows the Mishnah in Brachas and Daf Tet Zayin, Amud Beis, that Rabbi Gamliel's Eved Kenani was Tevi, Avdo. And when Tevi died, Tevi was a great Eved Kenani. The Gemara, you know, we define Eved Kenani as a non-Jewish man that's bought off a slave market. And he's given Mila and Tefillah, and he's a half-Jew, writes the Rambam. Then if he's freed, and he wants to become a full Jew, he has to go into the mikveh a second time. And that's a Tefillah from his Kedushas Yisrael. Nimuki Yosef says going to the mikveh a second time is only the Rabbanan. But when he died, Rav Gamliel was Mekabel Tanchumim. He was Mekabel Tanchumim for his Eved Kenani. So the Rashba asks in Brachas, he says he wasn't his relative. Was he Mekabel Tanchumim? So he quotes Yerushalmi that it was Chavav Kibno. He was such a great Eved Kenani, he was like a son. But Rav Zhulti writes in the Sefer, you don't have to say that. Just say it's another example where you could have Nicham Avelim that is solely covered ameis and is not covered chayim because he wasn't related. Right? Eved Kenani has no halachic relatives. But that's what the Rosh Hashanah in a different place is. If a person kills an Eved Kenani b'shoigeg, the Rambam writes, you go to Golus. Why do you go to Golus? There's no Gol Adam. He has no halachic relatives. Says the Rosh Hashanah, there's Svei Dinim in Golus. One is Hatzala, and the other is Kapara. You go there to live to get a Kapara. That's why if you kill an Eved Kenani, show you go to Golus. But an Eved Kenani has no halakhic relatives. So we just brought up two examples where you can have Nicham Avelim that's solely covered ameis and not covered chayim. So that brings us to the following. You know, and you brought up earlier, when you have a situation, Rachmana Litzlan, of someone's kover meisel beregel. One of his seven relatives died cholamoy, so we do the levaya. And when do we start shiva? In chutzlarts, the first day, Yom Tov Sheni Shul Chutzlarts counts as the first day, and they formally start sitting shiva on the second day on Isruchak. That's the din. But on the seventh and eighth day of Yom Tov, what is the nature of a velus that the family observes for a case of a kover meisel beregel? What is the nature of the velus? We know, the Ramban writes in the Torah's Adam, that Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva. Why? Two reasons. You never would have seven consecutive days to have Shiva. That's number one, if Shabbos didn't count. And what's number two? On Shabbos, we do observe mourning on a private level. What's that called? Dvarim Shibit Sinar Noeg, which means Tashra Shamita, Rechitza, Talmud Torah, the Mechaber writes in the Chos Avelis, in Simon Tov. Dvarim Shibit Sinar are Noeg on Shabbos, that's why you can count it as well. Two reasons, says the Ramban, why Shabbos counts as a day of Shiva. But what are you going to do on the case of Yontif, when a person's Kovar Meso Beregel? What is the nature of the Avelis? So we paskin like the tour and the rush, that Dvarim Shibit Sinar are Noeg, like a Shabbos. Even though Shiva hasn't yet started, but Dvarim Shibit Sinar Noeg. But the Rambam has a line here, if you look in number 12, the Rambam has a line, when the Kesef Mishnah discusses it, he says, Regalim v'chein Rosh Hashanah v'kipurim ein davar medivrei avelis noeg bahen. First line in number 12. What does that mean? Ein davar noeg medivrei avelis klal. So the Kesef Mishnah in 11 goes through and says, you know what it means? That the Rambam emphatically is arguing on the tour and the rush, and he claims that there is no iota of avelis at all on Yontif, both publicly and even privately. And there would be a heter tashra shemitah, there'd be a heter rechitza, if you could do it on Yontif rechitza, and be a heter of what Talmud Torah, of learning anything you want. So what emerges is a really major machlokes between the tour and the rush against the Rambam. Is there any element of avelis on Yontif itself? So we paskin, both Ashkenazim and Sephardim, like the tour and the rush. Everyone agrees that there is a shtickle avelis privately on Yontif like Shabbos. It has to do with the Gemara Ksubas Dalmanaf. Was the Svara Dvarim Shibit Sinar Noeg b'Shabbos? Did it also say Moed? The Vilna Gaon has the Girsa over that also said Moed, meaning to say that even though you don't count the days as Shiva, but Dvarim Shibit Sinar Noeg on Shabbos and on Yontif. So Memela, we have this major Machlekes Rishonim. So it comes out, if you take a look at 14 Lamaisa, it says Beferish, the first line says Kovar Meso Kodem Arego Binin Shechal Avelis Noeg Bo Afilish Achas Kodem Arego. We know that Avelis is nullified based on Yontif as long as the Levi is finished, right, before Yontif. But in our case, the Levi was on Chol HaMoed, so the Shiva will be after Yontif, with the first day starting when Yontif Shenim Shchutz Lartz. But we said, what is your nature of Avelis observance on the last 2 days? Like Shabbos. That's what the Torah Rosh, and that's what the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch. It's in the middle of the page. Also, he says, Ein the Regel Mavakal Noeg Dabar Regel Tvarim Shibit Sinah. In the middle of 14, he writes Beferish what we said, that we observed Dvarim Shibit Sinah. Okay. So I want you to think now. Let's put on our Lumdus caps. Okay? Says the great Gomer of Zhulti in the Sefer Mishnas Yaivitz, if we have this Machlaikis Rambam against the Russian tour, now we can plug in and answer the kashas we asked earlier. How? Because according to the Rambam, what is the purpose of Nicham Avelin on Yontif? We said that's a Mishnah. It says Menachem and Avelin b'moeh. The Mishnah in Moed Kanukov Zayimnaf. What is the purpose? It's solely Kavod HaMeis. Exactly. Because the fellow is not avable publicly and even privately. So why is your friend coming over to visit you? You know why he's coming over to mechazik you? But the etzim reality is it's Kavod HaMeis. So if you have a choice on Yontif between Bikur Cholim and Nicham Avelim on Yontif, what wins? Bikur Cholim is Kavod Chaim. Nicham Avelim is Kavod HaMeis. In the halacha, we of course we pay respect and Kavod HaMeis, but human beings always take preference over who? Over Mason. So Kavod Chaim beats out Kavod HaMeis. So the Rambam says that Tzadikim Nishalayim, what did they do? They first were what? Mevaker Chayla, and then they were Menachem Avel. That's the Rambam Hilchos Lulav. But the Rambam Hilchos Avel in Pirek Zayin Halacha Yadal, where we started, is talking about every day of the year, not Yontif. A regular day of the year. A regular day of the year, Nichum Avelin has a twofold chesed. Chesed with the Chaim and with the Mason. That beats out what? That beats out Pikra Choylin. Isn't that an ingenious answer? That's the Rambam Lishitoso, writes Rav Zhulti in his Sefer Mishnas Yavetz in Yor Deya. Everyone cop that? It's very sharp. Let's take it a step further. He says we could say it's the Rush Lishitoso. Why? What was the Rush's girsa on that Gemara of the Sadiqim Nishalayim? Remember he flipped it? What was the girsa? Nichum Avelim first and then Bikur Cholim. What's the Rush's Shita? When I visit a friend on Cholamoid or on Yontif, Menachem and Avelim B'moed, what is my purpose? Not just Kavod HaMeis according to the Rush, but what is it? It's Kavod Chaim. Why is it Kavod Chaim? Because he's observing what? Avelis privately. So Memela, the Nichum Avelim on Cholamoid or on Yontif, according to the Rush, has the twofold chesed. You pick that against Bikur Cholim, which is solely Kavod Chaim, what wins? Nichum Avelim wins because it's a double fold chesed, beats out the Bikur Cholim. And therefore the Rush had to flip Gerson. And therefore there is no problem in the Rush. The Rush is Lishitoso too. So it comes out very beautiful Mahalach Lamaisa to be able to what, answer the Rambam and answer up the Rush as well. Now,
why don't the Avelim go to Shulam? Their purpose is to bench Lulav and they're healthy. So they're only morning five.
No, but they went to Davin in the morning. In the afternoon. In the afternoon you want to give them Chizuk. Maybe he didn't have a lulav.
But the implication is that they bring the lulav.
Yeah, in those days, not everyone had a lulav. Maybe a guy didn't shake. You always want to. We do it even nowadays. You go visit someone on Yom Tov on Sukkot. You have the lulav with you. Maybe they didn't shake.
No,
maybe they didn't have the ability.
They kept the lulav with them the entire day.
Right. But when they went to do Bikur Cholim, they had the lulav in their hand, my boys.
They
had it from all the time. Yeah, they were tzaddikim. But also another reason is that they might have brought it in order to help, but even if not, they always held it because they had cherished the mitzvah. Wasn't necessarily, as you're pointing out very correctly, wasn't necessarily give it to a guy, just they loved holding on to it the whole day. That's reason the mitzvahs. So this takes us to the following. You know, the Mishnah said in Moed Katan, as we said, Menachem Avel B'moed. Someone look at you. What? That's wrong. It's not wrong. It's a Beferish Mishnah. And you could plug in the Mishnah accordingly. What does Menachem Avelim B'moed mean according to the Rambam? It means to show deference to the mace. What does it mean according to the Rosh? It means that you're giving Chizuk to your friend who's, not only is it Kavod HaMeis, it's Kavod HaChaim because he's observing what? Avelis on a private level. So it's a machlek is how you would touch the Mishnah there of Menachem Avelim B'moed. And if you look at same Mishnah, and the Mishnah writes, Potrin Nisarabim Yedei Chovasim. What does Potrin Nisarabim Yedei Chovasim mean? So, if you look at the Perish in Moed Katan, the Perish in Moed Katan says Beferish. The Perish in Moed Katan writes, that's the Mishnah over here. The Mishnah over here, it says, you see number 15? It says, in the second line, it says, Ein Omer Birkas Avelim B'moed Ava Omne B'shurim Menachemim. There it is, a Menachemim B'moed. It's a Mishnah. Someone might think you're crazy. What do you mean it's a Mishnah? You're crazy. You don't know the Mishnah. Potrin Sarabim Dechovasim. And it says Potrin Sarabim. What is Potrin Sarabim? So the parish there on the side says, you know what it means? The parish on the side, it's not Rashi. You know, Rashi and Moed Katan is not Rashi. Rashi is a separate Sefer. It's a compilation of Rishonim. So the parish says, means at the funeral, Levi, we tell everyone, L'chulu Batechem. We go home. They tell them to go home. They don't make a Shura. It says Om de Bishura, you do make a shura, but it says Pochus Rabbi, you tell everyone at Levi they can go home now. L'chulu Batechem. That's what the parish says. But if you look in the Nemuke Yosef, Beshem the Raivin, there, it's in number 17, he has a different shot. And you know what he says? He says as follows. Pochus Rabbi Nechovasan, you know what it means? That after the yontif, they don't have to pay another shiva call. So how would you plug that in? If you hold like who the Rosh, then why should you pay another shiva call? When I was Menachem Avva on Yontif, I got in Kavod Ames and Kavod Chaim because he's observing private. Now, granted, it wasn't during Shiva, but at least I was Menachem and I had both those elements, so I understand why I'm Yotze. The Chiddush is according to who? The Rambam, because I would add a Hava Mina that what that I only fulfilled Kavod Ames, so maybe I should go again after Yontif when his mom is sitting Shiva and ask to fulfill the element of Kavod Chaim. Come on, come on, I don't have to. Poaching is a rabbim, yidechovasan means I don't have to do it again. I'm yetzisai. So that's the chiddush, lamasha, poaching is a rabbim. So the ravid, this ravid would go well with the shitas of Rambam, that there is no reason for you to want, for you to do it again. That's the chiddush. So it comes out, lamasha, that we have to what? We have to think about when we have to make decisions. We're saying, halach lamasha, if you're in business, and you had a business trip, or it's a stressed out time, and you only have enough time to do one of the two, we said pay the shiva call. But if you have time to do both, and the shach in the name of the box says visit the sick, and then pay the shiva call. Now if you look at number 18, it's interesting what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Rambam says, here b'feirish, Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, based on the Mishnah in Shabbos, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Dav Yud Beis Manalath, it's a brisa. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to pay a shiva call mevaker lechoyla, no problem. So if you look, Lamaisa, it's interesting. If you look, the Rambam in the Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Avdalit Halacha Hey, when he quotes this halacha there in the middle, notice he says mevaker lecholin umenachem avvelim. In number 18, it's the fifth line. The Rambam, for some reason, says we hold like Beis Hillel. That we know. We always hold like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. But he says, Mevakrin Cholim Menachem Avelim. Why do you write Bikur Cholim first when Hilchos Avelis we began with, he wrote Nichem Avelim first, before Bikur Cholim? It's a little bit bizarre. Why would he do that? The Rambam changes the order. So it could be, and the Svara might be, says Dor Sameach, that Beis Hillel matters. Because it's the Sarah Cholim, although it's going to make you sad on Shabbos, the Bikur Cholim and being Menachem Avol doesn't make a difference. You have a mitzvah, the Sarah Cholim, the Sarah Avol, to help them out, and that beats out you being star yourself on Shabbos. And the bottom line is this the Yeraisa of the Rabbanon, what you're doing? According to the Rambam, we label Bikur Cholim and Nichem Avelim as a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. It's a kiyum, though, of a haftal recha kamocha. The Rambam writes its label as a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, but it's a kiyum of haftal recha kamocha. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Bracha says, no, it's all diraisa. The Rabbeinu Yonah argues, it says, a mitzvah diraisa in the third parak, Yudalf and Beis, Dirmaska Kvaro, he writes, Sanchumi Avel is diraisa. And therefore he says, it's much easier to say a mitzvah diraisa is docha, you're being usher to mitzar yourself on Shabbos. However you say it, we hold like Bissil. You can pay a shiva call on Shabbos, and also you can vaka chil on Shabbos. A lot of guys don't know that. Let's say you're going to be away the whole week on business. The only time you'll be home is on Shabbos. You have a good friend, knock on his door Shabbos afternoon. You don't say, I'm welcome, knocking his friend. There's a different lashon on Shabbos, but there is a notion to go to his house on Shabbos. It's based on the din. So therefore, it could very well be, why did the Rambam switch the order? If he always is looking at Nichum Avelim being out Bikur Cholim throughout the year, why in Hilchos Shabbos does he present it Bikur Cholim first? No, so I was thinking, Lamaisa, maybe you could say it's including every Shabbos of the year when he writes this, even Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So what's the story on Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Shabbos Chol HaMoed, the Nichum is only covered on Ace, like you suggested very correctly. But the Rambam, you have to say, is including every Shabbos of the year, even Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So the Nichum Avelim is only covered on Ace. And that's Mutar on Shabbos. And that's Dorcha the Tsar. And therefore, that's why he writes Bikur Cholim. Because Bikur Cholim is covered Chaim. Nichum Avelim is covered Ames. That's why he wrote it like that. Okay.
Why didn't you want to give his answer that it's not Dorm Shabbat Seir on Shabbos?
No, Shabbos there is. It's a Gemara. Everyone agrees Dorm Shabbat Seir knowing on Shabbos. The question was on Yontif.
Right.
Everyone agrees Shabbos is a Farish Gemara. Dorm Shabbat Seir are definitely knowing on Shabbos. Machlech Zishonu is even on Yontif. Okay. So that's one possibility to say that it's including even Shabbos Chol HaMoed. But Rav Shulti wants to claim not that way. He says in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam's not talking about Kedima. The Rambam's not talking Bechlal about Kedima, which one comes first. He just quotes you the din that Pikur Chol and Nichum Avelim is good on Shabbos. But he says in Echanami, if both of them come to you at the same time, what's your decision? Hilchos Avelis. And therefore Nichum Avelim beats out Pikur Chol. Masha'enke in Hilchos Luluf, he's stating the what schedule, the Tzadikim Yishalayim. And therefore Anantif, Moshe, Tvarim, Shibitzin are not Noyeg. Therefore, Kavod HaMeis loses out to Kavod Chaim. Therefore, Bikur Cholim beats out what? Nichum Avelim. And that schedule was talking about the Kedima. In Hilchos Shabbos, Bichlal, he wasn't talking about the Kedima. Okay? That's where Rav Shulti wants to write. Yeah, go ahead.
You could say that since the Avelim is considered, so that's a lesser level of Nichum on Shabbos to begin with.
I mean, but there is a kiyum of Nichum Avelim on Shabbos because he is observing private matters. So that certifies it as being Nichum Avelim. That's what we're saying.
Nevertheless, but because it's in a Nakbaharasya, so therefore, you know, yeah, you say yes, there is Nichum Avelim, but nevertheless, it doesn't rise to the. To the higher level of
okay, I mean,
still
you have a situation of Bikur Cholim, which is Kavod HaChayim, and you have Nichum Avelim, which is Kavod HaChayim and Kavod HaMeis. So, as you're correctly pointing out, it still should have beaten it out. So either you say it's referring, including even Shabbos Chol HaMoed, or you say Bichlal is not talking about Kedim over there. But it's still a little bit puzzling why he changed the order of the Shas. And you look in the Brice and the Beis and Shabbos, it points out. It says Nichum Avelim and Bikur Cholim Beis Shammai says don't do it on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says do it. And when he writes in the Arach HaTzadik, he flips the order. Okay, so this leads us to the next Nakuda, and that is that there is a kasha that Rashi asks. You know, Rashi usually doesn't ask kashas. Tosis usually asks the kasha. Once in a while, he asks kashas on the Gemara. And the Gemara writes, and the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Vav, it's on the bottom in 21. If Rachmana Litzlan, let's say a person is executed by Beis Din, he's a murderer. The Re'edim and Asro is Mekabel Asro, and they executed him. Does the family sit Shiva? No. The family does not sit Shiva if he's executed by Beis Din. Why is that? So the Gemara comments in Sanhedrin, Mem Zayin and Beis, that once he's interred, when a human being dies and he's interred into the ground, there's kapar that's given by Hashem. But since this fellow did a terrible aveira, he killed someone, so therefore his kapara he'll get through being executed, and he does a vidui before he's executed, but it's not going to happen right away. So since his kapara is not right away when he's interred, the Gemara presents the following rule and principle. Hold the nidchu nidchu. Since it's pushed off for good. So he doesn't get a kapara, and therefore they don't sit shiva. Hol the nitchu nitchu, lashon agmore. Hol the nitchu nitchu. Once it's pushed off for good. So therefore, the family doesn't sit shiva. He'll eventually get kapara, but since he doesn't get kapara right away, they don't sit shiva. Frek Rashi, what about a kover meisel beregel? Kover meisel beregel, regular tzaddik that dies. Rachmana litzlan. The rent is birim chol hamoed. When is the shiva? Afterwards, why don't you say after the interment you couldn't start shiva? Push it off and don't do shiva at all. That's Rashi's kasha. Everyone hear the kasha? It's an eyes in the kasha.
It's not the same thing.
It's a strong kasha. But let's understand. Let's make sure everyone understands the kasha. Rashi says hov nitchu nitchu. So Rashi writes there. Look at 21. He says hasul lo idchu lo legamri shari iske rabim noeg beregel. So what's up, Shot? So what does Rashi seem to say? This is the way we're going to interpret Rashi. Rashi says, what do you mean? It started. It was initialized. How was it initialized? Because people came over to his house. To Menachem Avil. So it must be that what? Rashi's holding like the rush in the tour, that it does start on what level? Privately. So it starts privately when I comfort him. What am I doing? I'm not covered on Mason, also covered Chaim. So it did start a little bit. Granted, the Shiva formally didn't start till after Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios, but it started a little bit. It manifests itself, expresses itself in the notion of Nicham Avelim. So therefore, Rashi would go well with the tour and the Rosh. And that's why he says, the Menachemim Iske Rabnon Menachem Oso Kol HaRegel. However, what are you going to do according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, who says there's no what? Avelis at all, at least according to Kesef Misif Shat Rambam. According to the Rambam, there's no level of mourning, even privately, on Yontif. So, in what sense was it initialized? So if you look at, we're not going to read it, but if you look in the next piece, 22, the Yad Ramah postulates the following theory that we want to say the Rambam holds like that. What is the theory? The notion of hold the nidchu nidchu, that once it's pushed off, is only said when there's a conceptual inherent problem. Like a guy who died, was a rush, was executed. That's an inherent problem. That's a conceptual problem. And therefore, that prevents him from beginning kapara right away. But when you talk about time impediments, that's technical. A time impediment is technical. Because the Levaya was in Cholamoid, and it's Cholamoid, you can't start the Levaya in Shiva because of a time impediment. That's not an integral problem. On a technical issue, we don't say Hove Nidchu Nidchu. And therefore, there's no problem in starting the Shiva later on. And don't ask me a kasha Hove Nidchu Nidchu. Hove Nidchu Nidchu is only on bomb problems, on real problems, on a real issue. Critical problem like time is only considered to be extraneous and external, and therefore on that we don't say hove nidchu nidchu, and therefore the Rambam would say like the Yad Ramah, despite the fact that there's no mourning at all, public and privately. So why do you say hove nidchu nidchu? Don't do shiv at all. That's a time impediment. Time impediment. We don't say hove nidchu nidchu. On a rusher being executed, that's a problem because he was a rusher. Therefore, if you can't start it right away, then you don't do it at all. Yeah, go ahead.
You can also say that why this something Rachmanon dies during Cholamoid, you do make the Shura. You have an element already.
Right, that's more of the Seder or the Levaya. But regarding the Avelin, there's no notion of Avelis at all. That's the Rambam reads it.
But you did do an initial
nichum. That's what I'm saying to you. I'm saying it's not to the Avelim, though. That's Lagabi the Levaya of the Mace. But Lagabi the what? Lagabi the Avelim, they haven't initialized anything. I'm saying that's not a problem because that's a time impediment issue, is technical. And therefore, that doesn't give you an issue of hold the nitchum nitchu. Yeah, when he was first. Yeah, go ahead.
We know how that the Misa that's done by Jason, even if the Rosh, but the Misa itself is Machaber.
It does, but not immediately, the Gemara says. It takes time in Shemaim. However time it does, but it's not immediate. Okay? Yes, go ahead.
The person passed away by Yantov, you know, or by Kolnoit, his Kapara did come right away. His Kapara came with the interment because he wasn't
right. Russia. But the Kasha of Hovinichu is not on the issue of Kapara, the issue is on starting the Shiva.
But the reason normally Shiva doesn't start in the case of the Rosh is because you said that he didn't have the Kapara. That's why you don't start the Shiva.
When you do the interment, right.
But in this case, the Kapara really did start.
I understand, but there's another Nakuda, though. The other Nakuda is you can't do it because of Yontif. So out that, you should say, Holvi Yidchi Yidchu. Anything that stops you, the Kasha, the premise of the Kasha was, you should be able to say, Holvi Yidchu Yidchu. Then the Gemara is Machalik, like you're saying. Then the Yad Ramah is being Machalik. But the Kasha was
but in other words, Yarma is saying that because the impediment has only been Zman,
right.
so therefore we look at the fact that the Kapara
it's a technical impediment, and that does not fit the role of Hol V'Nidchu Nidchu. In the Kasha we held Hol V'Nidchu was anything. Terence is not that way. Yes, go ahead.
Is it similar to, let's say, Shmuel Krova after Shiva? You still have a full Shiva.
Full Shiva and a full Shloshim.
Right, you fanned out 10 days later.
Right. It's a good comparison. It's not exactly the same because when he got it, that's when it begins.
Right. I mean, you could have your Shiva, you have an obligation to the person who
right.
is really was a Rush. So there's never
right, but it's not 100% analogy because the din of Avelis requires Yediyah. So he found out about it 20 days later. So when he finds out about it, that's when he starts.
Right, but here you always had a period of Shiva.
I understand.
Just for tech here.
Right, but I'm saying, what I'm saying is that by Shmuel Krova, you know what I'm saying, you need Yediyah. So he had no Yediyah the first 20 days.
Okay.
Once he gets Yediyah, you start it. That's a famous din. The Avelis is one of the categories in Allah, and needs Yediyah. Calls my you have Yediyah, there's no din Avelis.
Would that apply to any other than Haruge Beitin? Any other scenario, or only that scenario?
You mean that it's delayed, the Shiva?
That there wouldn't be any Shiva.
I mean, there are other cases the Gemara gives. You know, if someone's, we don't, nowadays we assume a person was a shaita. But the Bismana Gemara, the Gemara says if the guy went up to a roof and said that he was totally sane and he says it to everyone, we don't have that nowadays, like we said. The Gemara says you don't do shiva in that case. And there are other cases, Lamaisa, you know, where you do fakir, that the Rishonim had sitting shiva for a guy with intermarried. Rishonim have, the Russian white cotton, if a guy married a shiksa, they're sitting shiva while he's alive. We're showing him half like that. Then the other way, going the other way, while guy's still alive. Okay, let's get to the following. And that is that there is an interesting Rambam that I wanted everyone to see, that we should see it. If you take a look at 19, okay? Let's read the Rambam here. Rambam writes, Mitzvahs Esheh Shel Divrayim. What does Divrayim always mean in the Rambam? Midrabanan. Levaker Cholim Lenachem Avelim Lotzia Meis Lachn Sakalo Lilvos Orchim Lisaseh Bchol Tzarki Akvur Lasis Alakosev Velelich Lefanav Lispo Velachbor Velichbor Velichbor. All these unbelievable mitzvahs: to visit the sick, to pay a shiva call, to take out a mace, to machn Sakalo, to malav a guest, to deal with any needs of a Levaya, you know, to be a pallbearer, to say a hespit, to walk in front of him, to dig, to bury, v'chein l'sameh chasen v'akal v'achasen, l'sadam, support them, chol tzarkem, eilen gimlus chasadim, shebegufo, she'en lem shir. There's no really finite amount. Afa bishkol mitzis eilem divrayim, harehen b'chlal v'avtalech kamocha, kol advarim, Shata rotze shiyasu osom lacha lacherim, ase oscho osom lachecha b'torah b'mitzvahs. Anything you want other people to do for you, you should do to your brother b'torah b'mitzvahs. This is the labeling as a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, but it's a kiyum. If you do it, you get a kiyum d'iraisa. Kiyum means you get points at Shemayim, then it's a d'iraisa. But it's labeled as a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, all mitzvahs. And as I point out, the Rabbeinu Yoina and Brachos hold this d'iraisa. Okay. If you go to the next page, in mitzvah number 23, we're going to ask a few kashas now. From our Rav Hagaon, Rav Fran Shlita, he wrote a sefer, not so well known, we know how great Magid Shir, and great Rosh Yeshiva, but he wrote a sefer in the 80s on Moseches Moed Katan called Ale Yisachar. A very beautiful sefer called Ale Yisachar, and Lomdus in Moed Katan and Moseches Tmura. And he asks three kashas in his sefer. And he asks, if you look in the Rambam in 23 Mitzvah Ches, there's a mitzvah of Alach Nebedrochav. What does Alach Nebedrochav mean? Emulate Hashem's ways. And the Gemara writes in Sota and Daf Yudalid that you should what? Malbish Arumim, clothe the naked, cover Mason, bury the dead, Menachem Avelim, pay Shiva call, Umavakar Cholim. That's all under the rubric, bless you Moshe, of Alach Nebedrochav. It's all under the rubric of Alach Nebedrochav. So why does the Rambam not listed here in Mitzvah Ches, these mitzvahs? Look inside 23. He just says, emulate Hashem. He says nothing about specific mitzvahs. That's the first kasha. Number two, second kasha is, and I want to preface before we go on to more kashas, you know, the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gadol, claimed that these four mitzvahs that we mentioned, Malbish Arumim Kover Mesim, Bikur Chol Nichum Avelim, there's a machloek is the Rambam and the Ramban how to interpret the Bahag. The Rambam says there are four distinct mitzvahs. That's what the Bahag meant. Mitzvahs like on a derisa level. And the Ramban said they're all one big mitzvah of chesed. So machloek is the Rambam and the Ramban how to interpret the Bahag. Rambam says the Bahag meant four distinct mitzvahs, derisa, and the Bahag meant only one big mitzvah of chesed. So the first kasha we're asking is, in Mitzvah Ches, in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam describes a lach to bedrachim. He doesn't mention these specific mitzvahs like the Gemara does. Number two, maybe they're not under a lach to bedrachim. Maybe they're under a v'achtel recha kamocha. So then why is it not d'iraisa? The Rambam said it's d'rabbanan. That's the second kasha. And the third kasha is, what was one of those mitzvahs on the list? Bearing a mace. What did the Rambam say in the last line? Re'echa b'mitzvahs. These are all mitzvahs you do to your friend who's re'echa b'mitzvahs, who's alive. A mace is chavshim min ha-mitzvahs, the Gemara says. A mace is free from mitzvahs. But you're supposed to have re'echa kamocha. What is the definition of re'echa? That he's chayv in mitzvahs. So what kind of mitzvahs kvuras mace when the guy's gestorben already? How does that fit the realm of the kiyum of after re'echa kamocha? What do you mean re'echa b'mitzvahs? He's nifter. Those are the three kashas, the refrain, the great gold, Shlita asked. Shot in the Rambam. Very, very strong kashas. Why is it? If you take a look at mitzvahs number 24, let's read it. V'amitzvahs reish vav, shetzivana le'avov, k'tzadiz, k'tzadzena k'moshenevi, atzmenu, v'aftal re'echa kamoch, v'shetiyach hamlasi, v'avasi, l'achai, b'chamlasi, v'afti, l'atzmi, b'mamono, b'gufo, Chomash yeh b'shuso yirtzo so chomash yirtzo latzmi yirtzo lo kamo v'chomash es latzmi koshma esn latzmi omi lebid beg v'yest es lo kamo v'hu amri yisoli avav tol recha kamocha. And the Gemara says 25 sederich zukim l'schuson bo mitziya laman abez yelchuz eo bikachon bo kfuru. And the Gemara, and number 26 is the Gemara in Saita, where the Gemara in Saita lists off that's emulating Hashem's ways. So this is a very, very strong kasha. These three kashas are very strong kashas. So how we answer? How do we answer these kashas? So one of the great Rosh Yeshivas in Panovich, who's Nifter, Rav Shmuel Berman, he actually is an uncle, I think, to our president, Dr. Ari Berman, the Osher LeShlomo, has a very, very powerful shot. And based on that, maybe we could frame for the kashas. You know, when you describe Alachta Bedrochov, emulating Hashem's ways, it's a certain hargosha that you're supposed to have. There's a certain feeling that you feel for another person. You have empathy. You want to help the other person. Just like you have other people want to help you, you want to do that for the other person. But it's such a philosophical, conceptual notion that it cannot be concretized through an act, a specific act. There might be ways and actions that are vehicles to get to this feeling. But the actions themselves are not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the hargosha, is the conceptual feeling. And therefore, when you describe Bahalachta Bedrochov, you know why the Rambam doesn't mention the specific mitzvahs? Because the ikar is to have the feeling that Hashem loves us, Hashem wants us to have good things. It's like the Rav Zatzal once said, Ayigdal b'soch echov, Parsha Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu grew up b'soch echov. What is the definition of growing up, of godless, of success? Many people think it's the bank account, how much money you have, or if you know Shas. You know what the Rav said godless is? Feeling for other people. Having empathy. We have a Masorah from the Shla Kodesh. The first time a word is used in Chumash conveys its real meaning. What's the first time the word Gadol appears? By the sun. Mor Gadol. What's the moon? It's a reflection of the light from the sun. Correct? The sun gives off to the moon. That's what Gadol means. More guttle. You give off to someone else because you care about someone else. It's an empathy you show. That's Vayigdil B'soch Echov. That's the bracha the Rav said you give a young boy and young girl when they're born. Zach, Katan Gadol Yiyah, that they should be a Gadol and a Gadolah. They should grow up to care about other people, not just themselves. This is the notion of the Hargosha of a Halachta B'trochov. That's what the Asher LeShlomo says is the nature of this mitzvah. To emulate Hashem's ways is to have a feeling that's pure and pristine, that's real and sincere and not phony. That's what the Eibishter is, feeling. So we have to emulate His ways. But it cannot be concretized through a specific act. Those acts might be vehicles to get there. But the Rambam says, I'm not going to quote those actions under the rubric of mitzvah ches, of halachta b'drochel. That answers the first kasha. Based on this, then, we can answer the other two kashas. Why is it then that these specific actions of Bikur Cholim, Nichum Aveilim are not mitzvahs of the Haftal Recha Kamoch on a Diyaraisa level? It's the same vort. The definition of a Haftal Recha Kamoch is not able to be concretized to a specific act. It cannot be looked at in a discrete action. It is the feeling you want to have towards your friend, the good thoughts. You're sincerely happy for the person, and when something bad happens, you sincerely feel bad for him. Aaron was so happy for Moshe that his younger brother became the gadol b'Yisrael. He was zeichah to wear the chashan mishpat because he was a sincere happiness. The samach b'liboy. Gemara writes in Shabbos, but that also doesn't lend itself to a specific action. And that's why the Rambam says, Bikur Cholim, Nichum Aveilim cannot be a mitzvah d'oraisa of Haftal Recha Kamocha. Because Moshe, that mitzvah d'oraisa of Haftal Recha Kamocha is not something that is what? Can be concretized, that we can materialize with specific action. It's a feeling. It's a feeling that you have.
That's why you don't make a bracha.
Oh, we're going to get to it. And that's why Refran brings up a possibility. You go to the hospital and visit someone. You have such a feeling inside that you want the person to be better, and the person's already been discharged. You didn't do physically Bikur Cholim. He says maybe you're Yetzer Min HaTorah because you had the hargasha. You had the feeling. It's a chiddush nifla to say such a thing. But maybe because you were ready, you had the feeling. Says the Ramah, you have to pray for the man or the woman before you leave, that Hashem should make them better. Maybe if you're born under the same constellation, you take away 1/60 of the illness when you visit someone, number one element. Number two is they may need something, sfarim, a newspaper, or food. And number three, you daven that Hashem should make them better before you leave. That's why he doesn't mention specific act. That's why you're not yetzer min hatorah. It's only a mitzvah min derabbanan. Because of haftal recha kamoch in the same vein, v'alachta b'drochav is our gosha. Reishvav after lechem is hakasha too as well. Now the question is, midrabanan, did they say you have to do an action, or midrabanan did they say you have to have that same what feeling? So that's where Fran wants to answer the third kasha. How can you do kfuris mis with someone's gestorben reyecha b'mitzvahs? He's nifter already. Midrabanan, they said it's not the action. What did they say? It's the feeling. My friend was lived, he passed away. I have such a feeling of love for him. I want him to have a respected Leviathan. I want it to be done to Kovadik. Like a mensch. He was a mensch in his life. I want him to be buried as a mensch. Even though he himself is gestorben, but it's a hargosha that I have for him. Midrabanan, they patterned after me and Yerais as well. And therefore it can apply even to Re'echa B'mitzvahs. Because the Derabbanan Moshe was not a specific action. The Derabbanan was to have that feeling as well. And that's why the Rambam says the Kim is the Yeraisa. But L'maisa, the Derabbanan action is not specifically the action. The action is to get that thought as well, that feeling as well. And therefore it can be done even to someone who's gestorben already. And that leads us to the last Likud you brought up. Rambam has a theory in his brachas. Rambam writes that there is no bracha on a mitzvah bein adam lo chavero. And he doesn't say why. So the Rav Zatzal said, Refran Shlid, I think we're quoted the Rav as well, Zatzal that said this, is that what is the purpose of a bracha? Rambam writes in the beginning of his brachas, Perek Alvach HaBeis, what is a bracha? There are four categories of brachas, David Ram says. Birkas Nenin, bracha on food. Birkas Shevach Oda, bracha on hearing thunder, seeing lightning, praising Hashem. Birkas HaMitzvah, lulav shofar, on a mitzvah. And the last one is Birkas Tefillah, brachas that pertain to davening. The Rambam compares Birkas HaMitzvah to Birkas Nenin. Why do I say a bracha on food? Because it's an issur of stealing, or a me'ila. It's a matter to allow me to eat. Rambam says a bracha on a mitzvah is the same thing. It's a chutzpah for me to take a lulav without saying a bracha and confront Hashem on a philosophical level. It's a chutzpah. unless I have a matr, a license to do a mitzvah. The bracha focuses me and matters me to shake the lulav, otherwise like batting practice. The bracha is mekadish to act. The bracha is mekadish to act. It focuses me. Just like the birkas nenin allows me to eat the food, takes with the isuk zeilin mila, the bracha on mitzvah matters me to do the mitzvah. That's what Ram compares birkas on mitzvah to birkas nenin. Because you need a focus. That's why the Rav said, you know, in the note of beauty as in the tshuva against the Hasidim, have a beautiful minute, they say, Hini ni muchanu muzum before they do all the mitzvahs. The note of beauty in the Rav said, there's no need for that. The bracha is supposed to ready you. If you need a bracha to do a mitzvah, bein arma chavero, to ready you, forget about it. You should not engage in that mitzvah. You visit someone in the hospital, what is he, like an esrig? I'm going to zog a bracha on you, you're like an esrig. Make him feel, it's antithetical to have a bracha on bein arma chavero. You pay a shiva call, you say a bracha on that. Should be a natural feeling that comes out. That's exactly this vort that we're saying. It's a hargasha. You don't need a bracha to ready you on the hargasha. You can't have a bracha. It takes it away its strength. And therefore, says the Rambam, I have a klal. Brachas are only a mitzvah bein arma makom, where you need to focus. You need to ready yourself. You need the mekadesh to act. Whereas a bracha bein arma chaver should come naturally. We have that theory also on mitzvah sometimes being adam l'makom. The Rav Haigon says we don't say a bracha on halal, lel seder. Because we left Mitzrayim, it's a spontaneous outcry of praise to Hashem. You don't need a bracha to ready you. Someone saves your life, you praise Hashem. Comes naturally. It's antithetical to that bracha. That's been adam l'makom. The theory is a bracha is supposed to ready you if you need the focus. If you don't need the focus, then there's no requirement. So, I want to just close with, yeah, you had a kasha?
Not a kasha, it's an observation. Why do we say that the dollar amount made it zero that you have to make 100 brachas per day, and that's why the magepa ended? Because the idea that the Ivanushan is in on Mavado, but you have to, by making the bracha, you have to remind yourself of that throughout the day, because it's not something that you naturally, necessarily are cognizant of. So therefore, you need the repetition constantly throughout the day. So why can't you say the same meaning? Yes, you're doing a mitzvah. Yes, you feel that the other person should get well. But by making a bracha, you bring it more to life. You emphasize it more. The same way I'm reading Muchan, yeah.
But the bracha is a matter, according to the Rav. And it's antithetical to have a matter on a mitzvah that should come naturally. That's what the Chiddush wants to suggest. So I want to just close with, you know, we all have to make priority decision in life. All our time is holy. We don't believe in, you know, that time is a... In America, we say baseball is a good pastime. But we don't like the pastime as a Torah. And we have to make decisions. We all want to do chesed. But the halacha mandates which one comes first, which one comes second. If you only have enough time to do one, which one should you do? May we have siyata d'shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are directed how to fulfill the mitzvahs properly, or mechaber achaverim, and we do it according to the way the halacha dictates, that we follow the priorities in the realm of mitzvahs ben om lechaveru. Everyone have a good day. Thank you for listening. Yes.
Because the Rambam says, the person is supposed to do for somebody else.
I just want to remind everybody that
every person while he's alive would like to make sure that he has a kol. Right.
There's no kol yom rish. There's no kol yom rish on the 13th, the 20th, or the 27th. Kol yom rish resumes on the 3rd with Rabbi Govicht and Rabbi Simon.